Well, here we are again. So we should say good morning to RBN listeners across the United States and Canada, and maybe even in the UK here, wet and dank as it is. And this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. That's republicbroadcasting.org on the internet and on many other systems. I should read them out properly maybe by next week. PJ Barden is my name. And we're here on this Saturday, the 7th of January, 2017. We made it to the new year. And Trump looks like he's over all the major hurdles. He won the election. He won it by 5 million votes, quite honestly, because if you take out the illegal voting by the Democrats and the Clinton regime and the 3 million illegal voters, he won by about 5 million votes. But he comprehensively won the Electoral College vote. And even yesterday, he got through the Senate and Congress vote okay, despite the spoilers that were there ready to try and sabotage him. So, subject to being sworn in, he is the President of the United States. And by God, are we lucky that Hillary Clinton and the military-industrial complex, who would have had like 100% control over us, they have about 75% control over us right now. It would have been curtains out, lights out for everybody. If that had happened, there's no doubt about it. But we now have, excuse me, this new weapon which they had prepared to be enacted into law, which is the fake news weapon. And it's such an anachronism. Fake news, as Larry Sinclair, isn't it? Said Larry Nichols, I think it was saying on one of the networks, Patriot Networks recently, when you're a hardcore criminal like they are, you accuse the other people of exactly what you're doing. And this is CNN, the mainstream news, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, and everyone, about 90%, well, the figures are there. Six companies control 95% of the U.S. media, TV, radio, publications, newspapers, magazines, the lot. And they are the Illuminati. And they busted their gut to get Hillary Clinton elected. Wasn't for love of Hillary Clinton, so as they could just perpetrate their ongoing demonic activity. But today we would deal with quite a lot of this carry on, just exposing the fake news perpetrators. Like again, that list I just read out, and Facebook and Google, who are at the heart of this as well. I mean, this is really serious. We are surrounded by this appalling fake news propaganda out there in the news. You can say the last 25 years on medicine, military, financial matters have been just about 70% total lies and propaganda. And the banking scam, the pharmaceutical scam, and the military war scam, it is absolute gargantuan, hard to describe the words to describe it properly, gargantuan criminality. And Obama, again, I don't know why, how come he can be, he has to be arrested next week, saying in one of his many crap speeches there before the election, if you're here and you're an immigrant, you can vote. That is totally, totally, totally illegal. I mean, the things that he has done, but it looks like there'll be his entire presidency will be totally redacted. Because he is not an American citizen. He has a false birth certificate, and all his executive orders can be rescinded. So everything that Obama has done may well be rescinded. I hope Trump has the guts to see this through. I mean, he really has to have it, the courage to see this through. And Trump is at risk more than JFK of being eliminated because of what he's up against. I mean, it's deadly serious, and it's us and Trump versus them. That there's no doubt about this. There's absolutely no doubt. And then they would call the likes of this revelation, this program, and hundreds like it, as fake news and propaganda. I mean, we're telling the truth, the barefaced, forensically accurate truth. And one of the articles here had, what is the real purpose behind fake news propaganda? Brandon Smith is writing this in Activist Post. He said, here's the first problem with modern political discourse. Too many people want to win the argument instead of getting to the greater truth of the matter. Discussing becomes a brinkmanship. Opponents launch into immediate attacks instead of simply asking valid questions. It's like Common Core, which children are not taught to question and think for themselves. They're there to take instructions and be slaves. And the truth of that is this reaction by juvenile people trying to trash these different cities and things. It's they're brainwashed and provoked to do it through the social media they're on. I mean, this is the proof that brainwashing works. And it goes on to say here, they assert immediately that their position is the only valid position without verification. When confronted with rational responses and ample evidence, they dismiss everything instead of pondering what you have handed them. After this line is crossed, there is no point in continuing the debate. It will go on forever. Well, forever, we're going around in a circle. And the left wing, they always argue on the basis that their opinions are more important than the facts, like you get in Latino countries. And the other thing is their opinions are more important than the facts, as I say. This is one of the great tragedies of Saul Alinsky, of the Saul Alinsky method of political confrontation. It has bred an entire generation of people who now believe that there is no objective truth. My friends of Ireland, Canada, saying children are coming home from school saying there's no such thing as truth. I mean, that's the new age society gone bonkers. And Canada is now following California, and they've put in chief the Lord High Priest of the new age freaks, Justin Trudeau. I mean, he is a total new age freak. It's just educated, well-dressed, wealthy, but a moron, a total moron. And Canada is rapidly becoming a police state. I lived there in the early 90s, but it was the pardon me society. Political correctness, you could see, came from Canada. They own it. But because of this belief, continue this argument, the article here, they think everything is relative. Because of this belief, they assume that there is no wrong or right goal. Instead, there are only goals that are more right than the goals of others. That's very convoluted. Everything boils down to a lesser than two evils mentality, and the ends therefore justify the means, using dishonest measures to win the fight to become acceptable. It's like the propaganda put out to justify wars, and we live in a global economy now, therefore we can move companies anywhere in the world and we have to accept it. Well, Trump, he better deliver on bringing companies back into the United States, and he will give a big boost to the Brexit negotiations in Britain by doing that. In the end, ideological combat actually prevents people from learning rather than helping them to get to the issue. We live in a world where the truth is superfluous to the overall narrative. The only thing that is important is destroying your rivals. Yeah. Well, fact, fiction, opinion, and propaganda. Most people can't differentiate between that when they pick up a newspaper, if they do, or whatever they're reading. But there's a sad generation of young people now for the last 10, 15 years who are reading the information off crap social media, Facebook off their iPhones. I mean, they think they're the most well-informed. They're the most brainwashed generation ever, unless they went to a really good quality school, and they're very few and far between. Just saying a few other aspects of this article. A classic strategy of dishonest debate and disinformation is to use every method possible to avoid confronting your ideological opponent's legitimate argument and to attack him personally. If you can't beat him on fair ground using reason and evidence, then you why not undermine his character so that the public will be influenced to avoid listening to him at all? That's a tactic that the BBC use in key items. But and of course, the Lord High Priest of that being CNN, the cartoon news network. At first glance, this is what the entire fake news supported by the mainstream media seems to be about. The mainstream media proven itself utterly ineffective against the rise of the alternative media. And as I have explained, in fact, it's miraculous that Trump won, considering the deluge. I've never seen an election anywhere in the world ever, and I've been 50 years of it now, with such vile propaganda against Trump, all walking in lockstep. And he only had about 10-15% of the media with him, and he still won. So we can say something. America is probably justified to be saved now, but just about won. And as I have explained in recent articles, this is Tuberville saying, There is very good and obvious reasons for this. The alternative media is the closest thing to a free market of ideas that the world has had in a very long time. Before the web media, the public was strictly limited to a handful of corporate outlets that dictated information flow with an iron fist. If you wanted to learn anything beyond the mainstream narrative, you had to data mine at a library or in an infinitely slower fashion, or try to personally seek out people who represented sources of witness. Well, it's a double-edged sword, the internet, but you've got to use your head using it. Like, as I said, discerning what's in front of you. Fact, fiction, opinion, or propaganda. Today, data mining happens at light speed. Facts and evidence are uncovered in real time. Video interviews and transcripts can be retrieved as quickly as phone call. They can be examined and witnessed and can be cited without traveling across the country. The prevalence of visual media also makes it difficult for witnesses to lie about their original claims later down the road. Beyond this, the alternative media offers something of a massive the masses have rarely ever had. Well, there's an 800-page document by the federal FCC ready to be put into law. I hope Trump goes and scraps that, which is about to make the internet a 5, 6, 7, 10-tier access point, depending on who you are, what you are, and the money you're prepared to pay. That is the way they're going to destroy the internet if they get a chance. So people can now look at all sides of an issue and all available evidence and decide for themselves what conclusions make the most sense. The mainstream media has only ever offered one side, with highly regulated information and cherry-picked evidence. Well, the journalists nowadays are paid. They write to order. There's very few independent journalists in newspapers or anywhere in the world. They're in the absolute minority. And the number of quality journalists who have been killed is enormous. The mainstream media's purpose has never been to convey the unfettered truth, Confederate News. Rather, their purpose has always been to manipulate public opinion, like the polls, the polling. They're not giving results, they're manipulating public opinion. Rather, their purpose has been to manipulate public opinion. And we have this revealed undeniably during the 2016 elections, as WikiLeaks exposed journalists after journalists using their position to publicly public trust as a weapon to influence the election outcome. Well, it's fair to say that WikiLeaks have a 100% proven 100% record of not putting out wrong information. Despite the vicious attacks on Julian Assange, WikiLeaks has a 100%, and even Fox News and Hannity acknowledged that in an interview with them last week. They have an absolute 100% record over 10 years since they were founded in 2006. Instead of admitting wrongdoing after this embarrassment, the MSN has decided to double down and escalate the accusation that the alternative media is fake news, meaning the MSN wants people to believe that we are liars and amateurs, they are the professionals, and that the public should ignore everything and alternative media has to say from now on. I have to point out, though, that the narrative of mainstream news versus fake news seems a little thin to me. Well, they're all going broke. So I have to interject here. This other tart, $15 million tart, Megyn Kelly, who was kicked out of Fox News under the guise of all sorts of leaving to get another job. And she's gone to the rock bottom now to NBC. Nothing but crap, as they call it. It's a very good title. And she was promoting her crap book. I'm glad they let her promote it, because she settle for more. Well, she had to settle for less. That's the joke. But she's an appalling creature. So Fox News is now coming up the line as one of the almost acceptable mainstream media outlets. And I see Hannity changing, going through a metamorphosis and changing and realizing what this crap he's been fed over the years. Meaning, I believe there is more going on here in the mainstream media simply trying to save itself. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but the elitist controlled mainstream media does little to help itself through this strategy. Think about it. The MSM is already clearly dying if one looks at the ever-shrinking size of their audience and the loss of younger viewers and readers. They have been deteriorating for years while the alternative media has been exploding and in influence. The promotion of fake news, the fake news weapon theme, he calls it here, requires these mainstream media outlets to actually list what which sources they have believe represent fake news. This is what the Washington Post did with their promotion of liberal professor Melissa Zendris. I don't know what that is. So forgive me if I'm looking too much of a taking too much of a leap here, but it seems that this tactic will only bring more web traffic to the sites listed. Sorry, it's Brandon Smith writing this, not your own. It's Brandon Smith. He writes some fairly good stuff on Activist Post. So forgive me if I'm, he says, if I'm making too much of a leap here, but it seems that this tactic will only bring more web traffic to the sites listed because the lists do not really include any specific examples of fake news trespasses. People who are curious will be compelled then to visit the alternative sites to see what all the fuss is about. Perhaps many of them will find something they like rather than something they hate. To me, the entire setup of fake news means I don't know what that phrase Mimi means, hurts the mainstream news more than it helps them. The next major story linked to fake news has been the assertion by some in government, including the CIA, that the alternative media is actually a front for Russian hacking. Well, they have hammered that to death this last week. Every problem in America now is down to Russian hacking. And one thing that John McAfee did there last night on interviews he did across the media, including on Russia Today, and other people who tried to attack him, he very professionally, and he knows his stuff technically, he is absolutely world-class, broke down the CIA and FBI's description of how they were trying to prove the Russians were hacking election. And every single one collapsed totally. It was amateur hackers who were around all the time that did the hacking. And Putin wouldn't be stupid enough to get caught doing that in an election. I mean, that would do him a lot of damage. All countries spying each other upside down, inside out. But this is absolute crap. The main thing about Russia is to attack alternative media. That's what they're doing. In that article, I argued that a war is being engineered between Eastern and Western powers, Russia and China versus the US and parts of Europe, not to mention the Muslim war against the West. And thus, this war will likely be economic war. I also pointed out that such a conflict might be used by the elites in the West to rout out the alternative media as agents of Russian propaganda. Well, that's what they're trying to do, obviously. But this article goes on and on and on. It's a very long article, but that's the bones of it, about fake news being dished up as a weapon to wipe us out. It's very clever. And it was going to be enacted into law by Hillary Clinton. So it was close, very, very close. But it's not going to go away for quite a while. And the other appalling shills, it says here, Vin Armani's writing this article, the government and corporate media conspire with Facebook and Google, of course, to censor anti-establishment speech. The nerve of these people, the absolute nerve of them. I'll read a bit of this. Governments around the world are putting pressure on Facebook to censor fake news. Meanwhile, who depend on Facebook for news? God help any halfwit who is. If you have to admit that, you're admitting you're a moron. Meanwhile, the establishment media offers to help identify false stories. If the Associated Press, amongst the mass of documents I have here, I read it out, I can retrieve it. It is here printed down. But Associated Press, who admitted in writing and signed the article that they're media whores. They write to order. Associated Press, what a bunch of morons they are. It says, if Associated Press is the fact checkers, Associated Press, imagine them being fact checkers. They have no interest in the facts. And the fact checks the Associated Press. Armani asked this more in his video below. We can't show the... the video said Claire Burnish recently reported Germany to fine Facebook $500,000 for every fake news. I don't know what that's about. I'll have to look that up. Germany now says if Facebook refuses to deal with fake news in a timely manner, it will fine the social media platform $500,000. Now hold on, this is not that they are trying to get the truth. This is the German government who are also a client of the CIA, as is Merkel. She was a CIA asset before she went into politics. I know personally somebody who met her. For each false hate speech item, it fails to remove within 24 hours. This is a fine against the German government wanting to implement this against Facebook. So what is now? Facebook will be censoring about 90% of what's on the site. That'll be good. They'll wipe themselves out of business then. Thomas Oppermann, chairman of Germany's Social Democratic Party, suggests a strict law with concurrent stiff penalties might be the best method of combating a plethora of fake news. Well, the Germans wouldn't know what fake news is because they live in this political correct society. So how they ascertain that at all? Facebook did not avail itself of the opportunity to regulate the issue of complaint management itself. What a phrase. Oppermann told Der Spiegel in an interview to Friday. Now market domination platforms. So another phrase. Market domination, like Facebook, will legally be required to build a legal protection of Germany. Anyway, but anyway, we're coming up to the first break. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in again, and we're just reading today about this through this unending script of fake news and this coalition of mainstream media, the dark state, the American security agency, 17 of them, and now aligning themselves quite blatantly and publicly with Facebook and Google to put out disinformation and lies and attack those who are telling the truth. And it says the Associated Press announced Thursday that it will join Facebook, what a combination, to help identify and debunk news stories being shared online that are false. Oh boy, their opinion of what's false. According to the AP announcement, that's Associated Press, when AP or another participating fact-checking organization, a fact-checking organization, new phrase in the lexicon now, and the fact-checking or flags a piece of content as fake, Facebook users will see that it has been disputed and there will be a link to the corresponding article explaining why. More lies. That flag will follow the content if Facebook users choose to share it. Yeah, right. Vin Armani, that's the writer, he's the host of the Vin Armani Show. I don't know who he or she is, but they're writing here. Host TV show star of Gigolos on Showtime, author of blah, blah, blah. That's who the thing is. Anyway, but Facebook, to become another article here, and Mike Adams is writing this from Natural News, Facebook to become left-wing propaganda echo chamber with Orwellian plan to label independent journalism as fake. How about that? Facebook has announced a new plan today that will very quickly transform social media, its social media site, into an echo chamber of left-wing media lies and delusional. Well, read by that Israeli shill Zuckerberg, or what do you expect? It was set up by the CIA and Mossad in the first place. I mean, just to profile everybody in the United States. I mean, can people get this through their skull, what Facebook is? And they're putting pictures of their family and their children on Facebook, and it, oh, Christ, it's shocking. The new effort will rely on left-wing fact-checker organizations like PolitiFact and Snoops, their joke organizations, to determine the truth. The truthiness, this is for idiots to read, not truthfulness, truthiness, T-R-U-T-H-I-N-E-S-S, the truthiness of news. This is a phrase for these young gits to get around their brain, the brain cells they have left. The truthiness of news stories behind reports Business Insider. Those stories deemed by left-wing fact-checkers to be inaccurate will be buried in Facebook users' feeds as a form of organized totalitarian censorship. Mike Adams is saying here, the Ministry of Truth, a news dictatorship plan, will of course transform Facebook into nothing more than a news bubble where left-wing propaganda is repeated as fact while independent journalism is labeled fake. One thing has led me into this area. I mean, now all my life I worked for companies and multinationals and different things, and for civil engineering. I've been my whole lifetime of shaking down information. I was born with a gene to shake down and interrogate things. That's one thing I have. I think that's a plus. This means, he says here, Mike Adams, all stories that are critical of vaccines, GMOs, Planned Parenthood, or Hillary Clinton will be censored out of existence. This is Honecker's Germany basically being reestablished. So the European Union and America is becoming the new Soviet Union. The Russian people have left the Soviet Union behind them and are developing into a normal society. And they're very well-educated people, by the way, extremely well. Even people who live in the Arctic wastes, I've met people from all parts of Russia here in Europe, and they are very impressive people, and they have a very good understanding of us, as opposed to the ignorance of the West of misunderstanding of Russia. It's not Stalin, it's not the Soviet Union, it's the new Russia. The political left, you see, doesn't seek to win any debate at all. Their goal is to ban the debate so that you never read any views other than theirs. They can't win any legitimate debates or legitimate elections, so they cheat. Very good. But okay, sorry, that was quick. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in again and just continuing this. It's laughable, but it's deadly serious at the same time. Facebook taking on to be fact checkers of what is fake news. See, they had this campaign ready for quite a while. Again, the security services, once Hillary Clinton was elected, they were going to enact it into law. But now they're coming out with using it as a vicious attack. And the people who are standing up now are the perpetrators of fake news. It's hard to believe it really. this in 2017, but it says Facebook's fact checkers are left-wing propagandists who despise factual journalism. Sure. Facebook has announced it will introduce warning labels. Warning labels. They can't label GMO foods in supermarkets, but they're going to put warning labels on your speech. How about that? They're going to put warning labels on stories they deem to be fake news with the help of partisan fact-checking organizations such as Snopes and PolitiFact. They are a joke, those people, reports Breitbart.com. Business Insider, reports to an organization that these organizations will include the likes of Snopes, ABC, PolitiFact, FactCheck.org, all of which have records of left-wing partisanship, particularly throughout the 2016 election. For example, PolitiFact infamously said it was mostly false when Donald Trump claimed in a presidential debate that Hillary Clinton wanted open borders. Well, she should be promoting it for 20 years. PolitiFact made this ruling despite Clinton being on the record at a paid speech Hillary Clinton had a paid speech saying, "My dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders," yeah, and no control over anything. Trump also said that Russia has 1,800 nuclear warheads and has expanded its arsenal while the U.S. has not. PolitiFact admitted that this Trump claim was factual, but it had rated the statement as half-true, supposedly missing the big picture. And so I should give out our own number here. People want to comment on these matters. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, if you have anything to add to this. But just continue this exposing carry on Facebook. But having said that, we do have a caller, David, in San Francisco. Hello, have we got David?
Yeah, morning, Peter. You know, it's interesting. I'm old enough to remember all of this fake news for years and years and years. I'm crawling on the 60s, and so when you start looking at you know, the average person, if they ever took any science courses, you know, the laws of physics are basically how a news story are supposed to be fact-checked. And when you start seeing how the school districts have been dumbed down in science, it's going to be pretty clear that the next generation, if they don't keep up on just the laws of science, they're going to be tricked, and tricked in a very expensive way. You know, starting to look at things like building that border fence down on the Mexican line. I don't know if you ever heard the dollar value of it, but they were talking about $1 million a foot. And I mean, when you start thinking scientifically how you would be able to bust a budget, you know, how can you spend $1 million a foot and pocket that kind of money? So It you know, start looking at the laws of physics and these news stories and see if they start to if that gets into the smell test.
Well, I don't think $1 million a foot, even with the scandalous record of the Pentagon and the government wasting money, would be the cost. But it would pay dividends, etc. Just so the way they would get the money out of Mexico is a levy on Mexican goods. And that's the way to do it. But no, it's. The thing I bore people is it's this thing of when you just pick up a newspaper or an article, to be able to discern the difference between fact, fiction, opinion, and propaganda. Certainly journalists will get lies past any of us for a while. But they go back to what you said about education. The Common Core education system, which some states have thrown out, is about turning children into total just vessels where you pour information in and it comes out the other end as crap, you know? And this is the problem. But anyway, well, we come to...
Yep. That goes all the way. You know, I'm old enough to remember, you know, when the John Birch Society was trying to tear apart the schools back in the 60s, and they were refusing. Part of the reason why the baby boom has been looted so many times is the ability to teach economics in grade school or teach economics in junior high and high school was totally gutted. You know, economics can have a lot to do with the laws of physics. because you know you're gonna be a manufacturer, you got to know if your raw materials are gonna be available. You're gonna have to figure out the prices of everything in order to manufacture your goods. You're gonna have to figure out the price of gasoline and transportation of your goods and all of this sort of stuff. All of it's kind of a mathematical formula. But when they start cutting, it got into this fight about who was, you know, whether or not communism or socialism or capitalism were being taught in the schools by teaching economics, because you can't compare the three
Which they are. 80% of economists are hardcore left-wing. That's been proven.
No, but that's not true at all. The fact of the matter is you can't teach any of it without doing comparison.
But the economists of today are all left wing, and that's why they get things so wrong. The number one trait of the left wing and New Age people is they deny the facts when it suits them, right? And that's what's going on in the schools. But the epicenter of this, and I never fail to criticize them and attack them, is, sorry, you're in San Francisco. California is a state, I hope you agree, has gone stark raving bonkers at a state level, the laws they're introducing. I mean, it is the epicenter of all this. Do you agree?
Well, no, not completely. There are stupid people in Congress at every level, but
let's just talk about California and Jerry Brown and all the mandatory vaccinations and all the other hundreds of laws in California that are absolutely new age. It's a new age freak society. You can't deny that.
Well, we're the sixth largest economy in the world. So
No. Hold on. I'm not talking about that. Will you stay? You're now demonstrating to me what I'm criticizing here today. Will you stay on the fact that California, liberal New Age beliefs has ruined California? Yes or no?
No, I don't agree.
So you're one of Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook people, are you? You seem to be.
No, I'm not. Get out of here.
Yes, you are.
Don't make up stuff.
You're not making sense. You're putting out propaganda.
We tried to have a reasonable discussion.
That's what this program is about. But no, I can't reason with you. You're proving my point. You don't want to reason at all.
The fence was not $1 million a foot. It's over $1 million a foot. It was $1 million a foot 6 years ago.
We'll talk to you some other time. Okay. a very confused man, but a propagandist. He came in before I gave the number out, actually. But that was a planned little attack on the Barden report there about just throw out things and say that what we're talking about. He's talking about science and $1 million a foot. How about talking about the New Age beliefs? We're talking about New Age beliefs and disinformation and not accepting fact. This man wants to talk about the cost of war, $1 million a foot, and science. very, a very good example. But anyway, so it won't be long probably before Snoops, this organization working with Facebook, officially confirms that having white skin makes you a racist. We've got Donald Sutherland putting that out, that this white guilt thing must be proposed, that it's all white man's fault, or that all men are evil due to their genetics. That's the lesbian argument. PolitiFact might throw down its own disillusional facts that claim Donald Trump was hypnotized by the Russians as a Manchurian candidate to commit genocide against women. Good God. Whose body parts will be harvested for foreign donations to grey aliens from planet thing. Well, Planned Parenthood is a disgraceful organization, again, largely based in California. I can't wait for Snoops to confirm that people can transform XY chromosomes into XX chromosomes by declaring themselves to be transgender. transgender toilets, because one millionth of 1% of people are transgender, therefore we must turn ourselves upside down for public toilets. Yeah. Before long, everything pushed by the left, from climate change lunacy to transgender psychosis, will be rooted in sheer delusional stands in complete contradiction of scientific reality, like our friend just there on the phone a minute ago. Well, if they get to microchip people, and here's a shocking fact, it's a miracle that Trump was elected, 32% of Americans are looking forward to being microchipped. Right? 32%. Well, they're just a total write-off. They're finished. And if they get to be microchipped, they're done. They won't be people anymore. And he said, we've now entered the Orwellian nightmare we all knew was coming. The good news is that you can simply change the channel and escape the nightmare by avoiding Facebook altogether. Well, it's worse than that. I have a shocking article to read out. It touches on this week, but we'll do it next week. About the technocracy and the 5G and the appalling attack on our brains from these cell towers. I mean, this is absolutely even 10,000 times worse than that again. And it says, join the social media alternative now. And he gives a list of people. It's time to leave Facebook and discover alternatives like Dysphoria and Gavia. Well, Mark, Mike Adams has an alternative search engine as well. But this other creature who was on the news this week, James Clapper, promoting all this as well, that, oh yes, this is true, the election was hacked, blah, blah, blah. Well, Hacker only has a few days left in power, but they can still do a lot of damage in 2 weeks. Outgoing Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, told the Senate Armed Service Committee, the likes of John McCain, imagine that creature, is doing something for America, that the campaign to sway the election in favor of Donald Trump did, in fact, involve Russian government coordinate hacks. Well, they did not. Comprehensively proved they did not. And there's an element of the security services coming out backing that up. But John McAfee's demolition of the evidence was outstanding the other night on TV on several channels. And he was talking about the software and the hardware and how to cross-check what they're saying. And none of the evidence they put up stands up to a fact that it was Russian hacking. This heavy-handed and multifaceted Russian campaign attempted to undermine the United States, Clapper asserted. And although these Russian hackers did not manage to infiltrate any voting machines or tamper with the vote count, that there would be no way for the U.S. intelligence community to assess the total impact on the election, stopping a hair's breadth from calling this campaign an act of war, Clapper positioned. Whether or not that constitutes an act of war, I think it is a very heavy policy that I don't think the intelligence community should make. And then he added, it certainly would carry, in my view, great gravity. Well, he doesn't carry gravity, he's a nerd. NSA Director Administrator Mike Rogers and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Marcel Lettrie also testified on reports of Russian interference in the election. But they trot these people out for these committees. I mean, they're total drones. But testimony by Clapper and questions from the committee eerily echoed sessions with Senator Joseph McCarthy. This is just another version of McCarthyism in the 1950s. There's no doubt about that. Looking for reds under the bed. Acknowledging the United States and other allies routinely engage in espionage, Clapper explained of Russian operation. I don't think we've ever, he's saying here, encountered more aggressive or direct campaign to interfere in our election. Well, the biggest aggressive campaign in the presidential election in the United States just gone by in November was the appalling interference with the voting machine by the Democratic Party, the double voting, the double counting, the intimidation of Electoral College members, and the allowing of nearly 3 million illegals to vote. I mean, that is the biggest single fact of the election. And these morons don't want to talk about that. And including our friend just gone by on the phone there. Don't worry about the facts. We just leave the facts out and put my argument forward. That's what he's saying, David, in San Francisco. And California is not a New Age state. Well, if you live in San Francisco, that's the way you think. For all this posturing about Russia meddling with computer systems of the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta. What a piece of work he is. The things that he's accused of now in Pizzagate. Among others, the intelligence officials have not aligned behind the allegation, a fact which has garnered condemnation and outright ridicule. Indeed, several current and former intelligence officials, as well as WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, have vehemently denigrated the theory documents provided for the publishing organizations had been, oh my God, what a sentence, this is so convoluted. Rather, agreeing with Assange, no state actor forked over the damning documents. Some of the intelligence community believe evidence points to a disgruntled insider. Yeah, correct. But anyway, we'll leave this Clapper thing. Let's check who's writing this article. Claire Burnish is writing really convoluted stuff there at times. Whoa, shocking. But Another thing that Obama put through, we'll probably get it redacted, State Quietly Passes the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, right? We can read the title again. This is the law of the United States now. The Senate quietly passes there a week ago the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, right? And Tyler Durden is writing this in Zero Hedge, and he's a very good writer, very good researcher. While we wait to see and if and when the Senate will pass and the President will sign Bill H.R. 6393, Intelligence Authorization Act of Fiscal Year 2017, which is passed by the House at the end of November, which was passed by the House in November, with an overwhelming majority, and which seeks to crack down on websites suspected of conducting Russian propaganda and calling for U.S. government to counter active measures by Russia to exert covert influence carried out in coordination with and on the behest of the political leaders of the security services of the Russian Federation and the role of the Russian Federation. The people should write in shorter sentences. But anyway, they're saying this new piece of bill, I won't go into it, it's very heavy duty stuff. It's giving the green light, this bill, for the government to crack down with impunity against any media property it deems to be propaganda and doesn't agree with it. It's the Honecker's Germany being introduced in the United States. That's basically what it is. but I still want to hear from people if they are upset about this, who can reason and give examples of the fake news they've been hit with. And the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But it's going on in Europe as well. There's lots of elections coming up in Europe, and the same tactics are being used by the security services in Germany. And it says here, Berlin in lockstep with U.S. planning center of defense against disinformation against the head of the hand.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay, very good, Moon River. And yeah, we need to shed light on things that we're trying to do in this program, despite people. It was good to have an example of somebody who lives in a delusional world. I'm sorry, David and San Francisco, but you live in a delusional world if you don't know, if you can't describe anyway accurately what the general philosophy in California is, that's pretty sad. It really is. But we're just saying the same carry on. There's lots of elections coming up here. We've had the Brexit referendum in Britain. We had a general election not too far back where the left were kicked out again, the Labour Party, even though they put in Cameron, who's hardly a conservative. And then the Brexit thing, which he had to resign because he lost it. And Theresa May took over, and she is a genuine conservative, but she's a bit spooky. And recently, I should refer to this week, the British negotiator, he's called an ambassador, he's not really an ambassador to the European Union, there's always has been one of them. He was kicked out, or he resigned, because he was a shill for the European Union, and they got rid of him, quite rightly so. Sorry, I haven't his name here, I'll pull it up in a second. But they put in a serious negotiator there, which is an improvement. But the only other person they need to get rid of out of this new regime of Theresa May is Philip Hammond, who was the Foreign Secretary and Defence Secretary. He's now the Finance Secretary, Treasury Minister. But he is a nervy, jumpy bloke, and he doesn't really have his heart in leaving the European Union. So she has to get rid of one more before these negotiations start, if she's really have a team. But she's made some mistakes. But it says here, Berlin in lockstep with the US planning, same tactic, center of defense against disinformation. This is what they're going to set up, but they've already set it up in Germany ahead of the elections. There's more and more evidence coming out about journalists in key magazines in Germany being handpicked CIA operatives. I mean, well, we know that Merkel was. She was a CIA asset before she went into politics. She is a total Bilderberger. She goes to Bilderberger's meeting, and she's carrying out the Bilderberger policy by destroying Germany with Middle East immigration. And they're also banning and intimidating all the national press, the Merkel government, about not reporting the crimes and rapes carried out by these Middle Eastern Muslims in Germany. And it's going on in Sweden on a shocking scale as well. But Germany, in response to putative chaos in the US election, putative chaos, what a word, Jesus, stop of reading out her article. She really does use convoluted phrases. US election, fake news, Russian hackers, for which no evidence has yet surfaced. Germany plans to create a center of defense against disinformation in advance of elections next year. That's in September. The French election is at the end of April, by the way. That's Le Pen's big outing. Der Spiegel reports that the federal press office in the Chancellery will take a sizable role in creating this fake news defense center. This is sad. Which will roll out dystopian intensification of political education work, specifically targeting those in German, those the German government feels might be impressionable to fake news. How are they going to do this? Particularly Russian, German, and Turkish speaking people. Yeah. Fears that. These breaks are really ganging up on me today. But anyway, we're at the top of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.